I want to speak to you today on the subject of fake news. We're going to start off with the rough, but it'll get gooder as we go along. Two illegal aliens, Rafael Rendez, 23, and Enrico Garza, 26, probably believed they would easily overpower Home Alone 11-year-old Patricia Harrington after her father had left their two-story home for work. It seems these crooks never learned two things. They were in Montana, and Patricia had been a clay shooting champion since she was 9. Patricia was in her upstairs room when the two men broke through the front door of the house. She quickly ran to her father's room and grabbed his 12-gauge Mossberg 500 shotgun. Rendez was the first to get up to the second floor, only to be the first to catch a near point-blank blast of buckshot from the 11-year-old's knee-crouched hand. He suffered fatal wounds to his abdomen and genitals. When Garez ran to the foot of the stairs, he took a blast to the left shoulder and staggered out into the street, where he bled to death before medical help could arrive. It was found out later that Mendez was armed with a stolen .45 caliber handgun he took during another home invasion robbery. That victim, 50-year-old David O'Brien, was not so lucky. He died from stab wounds to the chest. Ever wonder why good stuff never makes NBC, CBS, PBS, MSNBC, CNN, or ABC News? An 11-year-old girl, properly trained, defended her home, herself, against two murderous illegal immigrants, and she wins. She's still alive. Now that is gun control. Demons are making the headlines. Just turn on your television set, radio. There is indeed presently a holy war taking place in the streets of America. If you don't see it, it's because you're blind. None are so blind as those who cannot see. Good and evil are looking one another square in the eye. Most of you know, are aware, that this past Friday night, witches met and attempted to cast a spell on President Donald Trump and his supporters. Witches are reportedly gathering to cast spell on President Donald Trump and his supporters Friday night with the hopes of binding him and ejecting him from office. The purpose is to create a mass binding ritual to be performed at midnight on every waning crescent moon until Donald Trump is removed from office. There is even a Twitter hashtag for it that plays off the resistance movement against Trump, going to go to magic.whatever. The ingredients for the spell include a bunch of household items, such as, in case you want to do this, household items such as an unflattering photo of Trump, a small bowl of water, a pin or small nail, and an ashtray or dish of sand. Sounds like powerful weapons to me. After all the necessary preparation, participants are instructed to chant together the spirits of earth, wind, and fire, heavenly host, and demons of the infernal realm, with supplications that Trump will utterly fail and do no harm. Some of you who are not admitting and taking a close look at this are blind. This is demonic. You do understand that, don't you? That we are dealing with the forces of hell. Participants are supposed to burn the photo of Trump while chanting, "So mote it be." The page states that even non-witches are joining in on the ritual. So those of you who are not witches, you can join in too. A large number of Christians, yet no evidence was offered to back up this claim, are also joining in. I tell you not. No Christian joins in this kind of stuff. You may call yourself a Christian, but you are only a Christian in name. However, attempting to prove that the spell falls in line with some Christian practices, they claim that Christians practice this by quoting the 23rd Psalm. It also says that those Christians who are aligning with Trump probably do not have Jesus Christ on their side. And Lana Del Rey was one of the folks who lined up and also gave the ingredients. I don't know who she is, but supposedly some of you do. You can also buy a Donald Trump voodoo doll for $9.95 online. You're still here, aren't you? Let me tell you this. I prayed before I came. I know the demons are here. And I know this. They don't like this. And I know some of you are sitting there saying this is political. This is not political. We're not talking political. We're talking voodoo. We're talking witchcraft. We're talking demonic. And it's taking place here before our very eyes. The voodoo doll comes with pins in each pack. Just another headline real quick. Witches worldwide are planning to cast a spell on Donald Trump on February 24th. Here's how to join them. The spell will bind President Trump. The ritual is to be done at the stroke of midnight. I won't be up that late. This is called hocus pocus. So cast your spell. Here's some ingredients. Unflattering photo of Trump. Tower rock card. Tiny stub of orange candle. Pin or small nail, white candle representing the elements of fire. Small bowl of water representing the elements of water. Small bowl of salt. Feather representing the elements of air. Matches or lighter. Ashtray or dish of sand. Optional items can include fool's gold, sulfur, black thread. The document also says that you can substitute an orange candle. All right, I'm not going to take any more of your time with that. But we're living in a world where it's not gray anymore. It's black or white. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If the Lord be God, serve him. If your idols be God, serve them. There is an Antichrist news media that flat out lies in its news reporting. That's called How to Take Over the World. It's more than yellow journalism. It's demonic in nature. Let me tell you, my friend, I'm not down. Jesus is coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. This we know. But before he does, you, as the sheep of my pasture, I want to warn you and assure you that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. You're going to see things you've never seen before in your lifetime. And I, as a minister of God in over 50 years, I'm already seeing things that I used to hear old preachers talk about would happen. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. I see my name occasionally used on Facebook as being a preacher of politics. I'm a preacher of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that these folks who are turning from the gospel, like the apostle said in Galatians, great Redicus, oh, you Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has voodooed you? It says about them that are being deceived. They receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Some of you are angry, perhaps. I hope you're not. I hope everybody here is saying this. Thank God. Thank God that he's in control. Thank God it's not voodoo. Thank God it's not chance. Thank God my God is sovereign. I hope you're saying that. And you actually love. And in your heart, even though you're saddened by some of the things I've said and some of the things that are happening, you are saying this. Thank God I know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank God I'm not deceived. Thank God I know. And because they didn't love the truth, and let me say this to all of you who do not love the truth. Verse 11 there in the Thessalonian letter says this, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusions. You know, I actually hear people talking to me that I have known for years. And I think in my head, and though I try to be polite but tell the truth, I think in my head, have you gone completely crazy? It doesn't make sense. But they believe it and they're strong about it. Delusions. It's a dangerous thing not to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a dangerous thing not to love the truth. I love it. I love to hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. Strong delusions. Romans 3 says, let God be true and every man a liar. I don't know about you. I've got where I talk back to the newscaster, liar. You know that's not true. Love not the truth. God sends strong delusions that they might be damned. God's going to put this rebellion down because the truth is this. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. The apostle said there in the Thessalonian letter that these people who receive these strong delusions and who love not the truth, it says, who had pleasure in unrighteousness. Pleasure in unrighteousness. In Romans, it talks about these same people who do this in this blacklist. They not only love to see others do it, but they themselves have pleasure in doing it. All of those of you who are selling drugs, all of those of you who are encouraging others to do the most horrendous things, you're in big trouble. I know I can't scare the hell out of you, and I'm not trying. I know that you need the power of Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, to convict and to convince you and turn you from sin to Jesus Christ. I know that's true. This is. God says that marriage is the divine order. And marriage is not between Adam and Steve. Marriage is between a man and a woman. So here's somebody running for office who says, we're going to do away with traditional marriage. And we're going to make it okay. I don't care if it is the Supreme Court. God in His Word said, man and woman. So you're going to vote for same-sex marriage. Let's go a little further. How about homosexuality? God says clearly in Romans, I can't change Romans 1 because you have homosexual tendencies. I love you and I care about you if you're homosexual or lesbian. I believe there's power in the blood. I believe that the power of the Spirit of God can save you from that. But I'm not going to condone that because God's Word says that it's an abomination in the sight of God. That's what the Bible says. Sex before marriage. You look at what's happened here in this country. 50% of people in the church and out of the church are leaving one another in divorce. And our country is a country of loners. Of people who are not in marital relationship. You look at abortion. Why would anybody say, you know what, I don't want to go there and hear that pastor talk anymore about abortion. All he does is throw guilt trips on people. Let me tell you something. Killing babies is wrong. Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. I can't even believe sometimes that I don't get excited about that. Taking baby parts and selling them. It's wrong. Just like getting drunk is wrong. Fornication is wrong. Adultery is wrong. False gods. See, everybody who's using drugs and on drugs and addiction is all about serving a false god. Instead of turning to the true and living God, you turn to something else. Right? Just hang in there, it'll get better. Don't everybody leave. Not giving God all the glory is wrong. I talk about that, and I'm just as serious about, in fact, I'm probably more serious about that than anything I know of when I'm preaching against or preaching pros and cons. The chief end of man is to glorify God. That's the chief end of man. Things are going to happen that shake the mind and trouble the soul in these days. Things that are meant to deceive come by word and letter, fake news. Paul said, don't be troubled, church, by fake news. Word or letter, don't be deceived because the wicked one is being revealed. I can see wickedness, can't you? I can see that there is a great divide between good and evil. I can see that it's happening. It's very clear. And so the man of perdition is being revealed. And the church or religion is going to get on one side. And I've read the book of Revelation. So I know religion is going to be right in there with the Antichrist. So it's important that I tell you the truth. It's important I shake you. It's important that I blow the trumpet in Zion. It's important. God has given us a great deliverance. And I think another opportunity in this country. It's important that we do not go to sleep. And I will not let you go to sleep. It's amazing to me that people in the church embrace the lies of the devil as truth and love not the truth. Doesn't say they didn't know the truth, that they didn't love it. This is the day of bewitchment. Bewitchment. Who voodooed you? Who put the voodoo on you? Who has bewitched you? Some of you sitting here right now. You know, I don't believe this stuff. Yeah, I just don't believe that stuff. In fact, I kind of think that salt and water and the voodoo doll is a pretty good idea. Somebody's voodooed you. Fake news. Fake preachers. There would be some
fake news, and I thought, I wonder how much fake news is going on this morning and Sunday morning. Sinner thanks God for his free will in the matter of his choice of Jesus Christ. You see, fake news, Satan is very slick. He's a counterfeiter. Sinner thanks God for his free will. Well, first of all, that's not true. You don't have a free will. You're not born with a free will. You're born with a will that is enslaved to your depravity. You're in enmity against God. Here's the truth. You are dead in sins and trespasses and must be quickened by the Holy Spirit of God and given life and regenerated. You must be born again. Here's fake news. Thank God you're not as bad as others. That's fake. I just want to thank the God that I'm not as this publican. I tithe and I go to church and I do this and that. Fake news alert. Sinners thank God that he's smart enough not to be deceived. You're not smart enough. Fake news alert. Sinner thanks God for his having more intelligence than others, figuring out the way to heaven. Fake news alert. You're religious and you don't use drugs, so you think you're going to heaven. What about fake news this way? What about a church that praises itself? What fake news? You're not going to hear me praising Grace Gospel Fellowship. I praise the God of grace. I mean, just between us girls, aren't we a mess? Just look at this bunch in here today. Just look at us. Fake news alert. Sinner tells his bragamony to thousands of how he held out faithful to the end in his own strength. Somebody said, you know, I would trust God. I don't believe I can hold out. You can't. You're not the one. That's right. Greater is he that's in you, though, than he that's in the world. He that hath begun a good work in you will continue it unto the day of redemption. Here's some fake news. It's going to get some of you. Come to the altar and get your baby sprinkled. In doing so, you will take away original sin. I'll tell you, you put water on that baby's head and wake it up during a church service, and it'll scream bloody murder because it's a depraved sinner. And sprinkling water on a baby's head does not take away original sin. That baby girl is going to grow up and tell you to shut up. Stick out its tongue at you. Because it has a rattlesnake nature on the inside. Your babies must be born again of the Spirit of God. Children must be saved. Amen. Fake news. If you're not careful, you'll fall from grace. Thank God. That's a lie. You can't fall from grace. Fake news alert. Thousands of good people get saved. The only people that get saved are sinners. And let me tell you this, if you're here and not a sinner, you're in the wrong church. I'm almost through. I want to give you a news flash. I'm going to read it. I did this last night. I just praised God in my study all by myself. Here's a news flash. Just coming into our studios at station REJOICE. That's rejoice for those of you who can't spell. Here's a newsflash. Just coming into our studios at station Rejoice, located in suburban New Jerusalem. We're told that this is coming straight from the throne room of Almighty God. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Hallelujah. I loved you with an everlasting love. I chose you before you were formed in your mother's belly. I wrote your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I sent the Spirit of God to fetch you out of your lodibar. Let's go now to our reporter, Rahab the harlot, on the street of the celestial city, where it is reported that a demonstration of jubilee has broken out. Rahab, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you, Mephibosheth. There are trillions of people who have rushed out of their mansions, and trillions more are joining from a place called Earth. Rahab, can you get a word with one of them? Yes, I'll try, Mephibosheth. Sir, can I have a word with you? Well, of course you can. What's your name? I'm Space Monkey. You can check it out. It was written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. I changed my name a couple of times, but he knows them that are his. Mephibosheth asked, Rahab, ask him how this demonstration got started. Space Monkey, Mephibosheth wants to know what sparked this demonstration. Heck if I know. I was in the back room of the thrift store pressing hard goods. And I heard the sound of a trumpet. Next thing I know, I'm here and the king is coming through the gates. Some dude named Gabriel was announcing his arrival. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory will come in. There you have it, Mephibosheth. Back to you in Rejoice Studios. Thank you, Rehat. Breaking news. It seems that upon further investigation, that the whole Cosmos world map has turned red. We are being told that these trillions who are demonstrating on the streets in New Jerusalem have been redeemed by the rich blood of Jesus Christ. They are singing. Let's go there live where our reporter, Fornone, has just arrived. Fornone, can you tell us what's happening there? I will do better than that. Let me let you listen for a moment. Have you ever heard this many people singing before, Mephibosheth? Listen as they sing. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory, I'm about to get happy.
Without one foot. Let's sing it loud and clear together.